Morning and welcome to Grendene's conference call to release and analyze the earnings of the third quarter 2016. We inform you that this conference call will be held in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions for your participation will be provided. Should any of you need assistance during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available at ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us are the key executives of Grendene that will also be available to answer your questions. Mr. Rudimar Dall'Onder, CEO, Gelson Luis Rotiolo, Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IR Officer, as well as the main managers of the company. We would like to inform you that the press release of the third quarter 2016 is available on the company's website, ri.grendene.com.br, in both Portuguese and English. Before going on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call relative to the company's prospects, operational and financial expectations are forward-looking statements based on the management's expectations with regard to the future of the company. Forward-looking statements highly depend on market conditions, the country's general economic performance, the industry performance, and on international markets. Now I'm going to turn the call over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IR Officer of the company. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may go on.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us in another conference call to release our earnings. All the information regarding this period we are going to talk about in this conference call were released yesterday after the market closed in our press release that is already available on the company's website. In my comments, I will make a brief summary about the points we understand as the most important, and then we are going to go to the Q&A session. As usual, before talking about our performance, I'd like to draw your attention to the dividends payout. In the third quarter 2016, Grendene is advancing dividends in the amount of 78.1 million Brazilian reais, 41.5% above the dividends paid out in the third quarter 2015 that amounted to 53.8 million. Totally then, year to date, 202.8 million in the 9 months of 2016, which are 22.9% above those 9 months of 2015 when we paid out 165 million reais. This dividend is equivalent to 0.25 reais per share in this quarter to be paid as of November the 16th, 2016. Those that are going to receive are the shareholders that hold ordinary shares, GRND3, subscribed in the company's registrations by October 27, 2026, the cutoff date, ex-dividend as of October 28, 2016, at BM&F Bovespa. Now let's talk about the performance in the third quarter. As usual, we have a series of slides in our presentation available on the website that you can follow to understand the numbers I'm going to talk about. In the third quarter, we kept the growth of our net income compared to the last year at 10.7%, going from 136 million in the third quarter 2015 to 151 million in this quarter, expanding the accumulated growth that up to the first half 2016 was 4.5% to 6.9% in this period of 9 months. In this quarter, the difficulties that we faced in a weak domestic economy were expanded by strong valuation of the Brazilian currency compared to the American dollar. The exchange rate went from 3.97 reals per dollar in the end of the third quarter 15 to 3.25 reals per dollar in the end of the third quarter 16. That is a devaluation of the U.S. dollar of 18.3%. As a consequence, despite the growth of 1.1% in the volume of shoes exported in the third quarter 16 compared to the third quarter 15, we observed a drop of 24.2% in export revenues, influenced by the devaluation of the dollar and its effects on the product mix shipped to overseas. The average export price dropped by 25.1% in reais compared to the third quarter 15 and 18.2% in dollars. This evolution contrasts with the domestic market, where we observe a drop in gross revenues of 6.7% and a drop in the volume of shoes of 6.8% and stable prices, obviously without an exchange effect in this case. Altogether, we had a drop in gross revenues of 10.9% in the third quarter 16, 12.7% of drop in net revenues, and 5.1% of drop in the volume of pairs delivered, with prices 6.1% lower than the third quarter 15. These were the main elements that we had to cope with to prevent the deterioration of our results. On the positive side, the cost value of pair was reduced by 10.9%, result of a reduction of 5.1% in the volume manufactured, product mix of lower cost, and drop of price in some raw materials, and also better productivity in the manufacturing process. COGS per pair dropped from 6.5 reals in the third quarter 15 to 6.1 reals in this quarter, drop of 6.2%, resulting in gross margin of 49.3%, a drop of only 1 percentage point below the record gross margin of 50.3% attained in the third quarter 15. With the drop of 12.8% in operating expenses, and without taking into consideration the contribution of hedge operations to diminish exchange effects in EBIT, we had a drop of 16.9% in operational profit, with decrease of 1 percentage point in the EBIT margin that went from 21% to 20% in this quarter. Hedge results positively contributed for the financial results in the third quarter 16. And negatively in the third quarter 15, therefore increasing the difference of the financial results between the two periods to 206.2%. In other words, the financial result in the third quarter 16 increased from 42.5 million reals in comparison to the third quarter 15, in that 13.9 million in this variation is regarding the difference of results in hedge operations in between the two periods. You're going to see in the press release on page 16, you'll have detailed financial results about that. And also in our slides, we have a table that can show you what the results were like financially speaking. More precisely on slide 18, that shows the accumulated effect in the 9 months of this difference in hedge, so that you can understand this growth of 206.2% in our financial results. Well, this combination of effects enabled us to have net margin, record net margin of 28.1% in the third quarter 16. 5.9 percentage points above the same period of 2015. Year to date, we are attaining results that are within our initial expectations. Drop of volume, which is approximately in line with the drop in consumption in the domestic market, a drop of 6.2% in gross margin, slightly better gross margin and bottom line results, 6.8% better than last year, with an increase in net margins of 23.8% to 27.3% in year to date. In EBIT, when we analyze the hedge results altogether, and we have to think that hedge operations that we conduct are made to protect exchange variations that we have, that are on top of export revenues. In there, we are also having satisfactory results, we believe. With this result, operational cash generation in the nine-month 2016 was 539, almost 540 million, resulting in net cash of 1.5 billion reais and gross cash of 1.6 billion reais, with increases of 40.4% and 25.6% respectively against December 31st, 2015.
We are adapting to the economic scenario. As a reminder, we have had several negative impacts in terms of increase of taxes in the year of 2016 as compared to 2015. These impacts, according to very preliminary calculations, add up to more than 20 million of increase in taxes because of several reasons that we have already reported in Q1. In this last quarter, there was an additional impact, which was the deposit in a stabilization fund created by the government of the state of Ceará. Between February this year, when we announced the results of 2015 and reaffirmed the maintenance of our long-term goals, until now, nothing has changed significantly except that we have been successful in keeping the growth of our results, and here talking about bottom line, in spite of all the risks that we warned you about and the real difficulties we dealt with. After solving the major political issues that were holding the country in a standstill, we are starting to see not really an improvement, but a reduction in deterioration in the level of economic slowdown. We still have major challenges, unemployment, indebtedness, and a smaller income of families will still affect consumption for some time, which is difficult to predict. However, and for this reason, we are not risking expecting or forecasting any significant improvements for this year or early next year. As already warned, in this scenario, our capacity of foreseeing results is smaller. However, once the pickup comes, and it will come, we want to be ready in terms of financial capacity and operational capacity that should be intact because of the crisis we have dealt with. As usual, it's difficult to establish a bottom line expectation for 2016, and we do not yet know whether this year will be better than 2015 or not. In the first nine months, results were superior, which in the current economic scenario is not a guarantee for the rest of the year. With regard to the first half of 2016, we're still expecting or improving our expectations, but we are cautious in our forecast. We thought that we had hit the rock bottom, but today expectations are better. In terms of volumes for this year, they will probably be smaller. In fact, they are 12 million pairs of shoes smaller than last year. Gaining market share is still a challenge, and it seems we are being able to overcome that. Our federation here in Brazil has released the consumption of shoes in Brazil in the first half has dropped by 11%, so we are slightly better than that. For the last quarter of 2016, our margins will depend on the results of exports, which in turn depend on FX rate, always making it clear that we are profitable with the current FX rate, but obviously we will be even more profitable if it goes up again in Q4 when export volumes is higher. Our policy will be to preserve margins and whenever possible to have bigger absolute results. With these results, we are keeping our long-term goals, our goals for 2008 to 2018 in terms of growth of gross revenue between 8 and 12%, the growth of net income between 12 and 15, and keeping our marketing expenses between 8 and 10% of our net revenue. So these were the highlights that I had to mention to you, and together with the slides available, I think they show very well our results, and now we can move to our questions and answers session. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to take your question from the list, please press star 2. We kindly request to pick up the headset in order to preserve optimal audio quality. Our first question comes from Juliana Medeiros. Hello, good morning. Thank you for your explanation. And I have two questions today. Number one, about average price of exported shoes. There has been a reduction, even in dollar prices, which kind of offsets the FX effect. So this reduction is related to the mix of what you're exporting. But I would like you to tell us, do you think there is a trend in the foreign market for lower value-added products, or is it because of the FX rate that is too valuated? The other question regards tax incentives. From now on, we see that the government will be not so economical. And do you think this could affect incentives? And there may be new measures that might increase taxes and affect your margin. Well, your first question about export prices. It is fundamentally related to mix. And together with the mix effect, it overlaps with seasonality. So for you to understand exports, you need to understand that in different quarters, we export to different parts of the world. In this manner, there are different dynamics. For example, in the third quarter, there is a predominance of exports to Latin America and countries in the southern hemisphere. On Q4, on the other hand, export more. In Q4 and Q1 in the following year, we usually export to the northern hemisphere. This is because of the season. So in Latin America, the countries, and on the southern hemisphere as a whole, mix. So, if in a given quarter, just as an example, I reached Argentina, increase my sales to Paraguay, the average prices will go down because Paraguay usually buys a product mix that is cheaper than the shoes that Argentina buys. And this is the reality. Usually, reality has been reducing along the year, and Paraguay has been keeping and increasing too. Not only Paraguay. Colombia, Chile, and other countries too. Then the effect rate also plays a role. In neighboring countries, it's difficult for us to keep prices that will be significantly different between the domestic and foreign market. I already talked about this earlier this year, saying that probably dollar prices were bound to drop because as the FX rate is stabilized at a higher level, we need to adjust prices in neighboring markets because they, instead of importing, they might just come over to Brazil to buy it cheaper. So the combination of these two effects drives the drop in dollar prices of our products. Internally, we know, but once you look from outside the company and you can confirm that there has been a change to a cheaper mix, saying that the price per pair has also dropped. And in this manner, you will see that even though sales prices were cheaper, the cost is also cheaper, meaning which means that we are talking about lower value added and lower cost products. In Q4, then we start exporting to the northern hemisphere, so we don't have this neighbor effect. What we sell more in Europe, they're going through a slow growth. So today in the global scenario, there is no country that is really emerging in terms of growth. In the case of India, there are countries that consume very, very basic products. Average prices in India are very low. So this is the scenario that we are dealing with now, and we believe this will continue with these differences of the effects of the FX rate in prices. When there is a sudden variation in prices because the Brazilian real devalues in the short term, then we have prices based on a different U.S. dollar reality, you already have dollars and average prices go up. But with time, you will need to negotiate, and peak is not the reality. I think I have answered your question of dollar average prices, which in fact have dropped this quarter 18% in dollar. So now it's $4.05. With regards to incentives, the government today generally speaking has been demonstrating an inclination to create or new taxes or raise taxes or eliminate incentives. This is the moment we are going through now in Brazil. It's difficult to tell whether we believe that there will be more or less increases. It's difficult for us to forecast. The government might create more taxes or eliminate incentives, and this is part of the government, the legislative process. We think that incentives to develop the northeast of Brazil, they are incentives that have been in Brazil for a long time, ever since the 70s, aiming to develop a region of the country which in fact still shows indicators that lag as compared to the southeast of the country, and they are important incentives for that region of the country, and they generate a significant number of jobs. Those incentives, we should say, They are always related to reduction in taxes over sales. If there are no sales, the government has no sales. If the manufacturing industry disappears or sells less, the government will not earn by lifting the incentives, as it might sound at first. Every incentive given in our industry, the logic is related to tax reduction, differently from other types of incentives when the government goes in with cash for some type of development. And I think that this is the type of incentive that the government wants to limit. But this is my personal analysis. We cannot generalize this. Well, in terms of our company, we can say that the entire shoe industry has similar incentives. So any change in incentives, if they apply to everyone, will not change our competitiveness in a domestic footwear market. If there were no incentives, we might have a smaller footwear market. But this is just speculation. Today there are no projects, nothing about changing the incentives. We had the stabilization fund that has been approved and then created by states, and then started operation. What lies ahead in the future, very difficult to forecast. Thank you very much. If you want to ask a question, please press *1. The reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press *1. Our next question comes from Mr. João Reis from Venture.
Good morning. Thanks for the call. I would like to know what your idleness level is all about in terms of plants, and also talking a bit about the investments that you made for the new plant in the past, which, if I'm not mistaken, are 40 million pairs. Well, our production capacity today is at 250 million pairs of shoes a year. Last year, we produced 180 million, and this year we're probably going to make a bit less. And this is the idleness that we have in each one's in our plants altogether. We do not have any expectations for investments in extension in the short term, and we believe that with the capacity that we have, in the next 2-3 years, depending on the capacity of recovery of the markets, we are going to be able to meet the needs of the market, especially when it picks up. And that, again, highlights how well we control our costs, because being able to reduce costs, making smaller volumes, and having idleness in the plant is quite a challenge. And so that's why we say our results were quite good. In such scenario, what happens is that margins drop dramatically. And we, on the contrary, have been able to maintain and even expand our margins despite the idleness that we have. Well, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Cristiane Feitosa from Geração Futuro. It's a more specific question. We see that this year you paid interest on equity, and I would like to know from here on, do you want to continue paying interest? Do you think that you're going to have any changes in your policy? Well, payment of interest on capital is one of the alternatives that we have when you're going to pay out dividends. Whenever we believe that tax-wise this is something that is worse, then we are going to use this alternative. This year, we already paid $30 million in the first half of the year. So our policy to pay out dividends is to pay out quarterly all dividends that are not originated from tax incentives. And we can use both dividends or interest on capitals for this policy. When we approve the earnings of the year at the meeting that generally takes place by mid-February, the board of directors will talk about the dividend payout and whether this policy is going to be continued or not. So far, it has been maintained. And it has been in effect for some time now. Now, how we are going to make the payment, is it interest on equity, is it dividends? It will depend on whatever makes sense tax-wise, the limits that we have, and then we are going to choose the best way to make the payments. But our policy is to do make the payments. Okay, thank you very much. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, just press star 1. We are now closing the Q&A session. We would like to turn the call over back to Mr. Schmitz for his final considerations. Well, just to close, once again, we would like to highlight that our capacity to deliver results in an adverse scenario was once again tested and approved, and that encourages us to continue to pursue our objectives. Once again, thank you very much for joining us in this conference call. Grendene's conference call is now closed. We thank you very much for joining us and wish you a good day. Thanks for using Chorus Call.